Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today is December 8th. The devotional is the impartial power of God. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 10:14. We trample the blood of the Son of God underfoot if we think we are forgiven because we are sorry for our sins. The only explanation of the forgiveness of God and of the unfathomable depth of his forgetting is the death of Jesus Christ. Our repentance is merely the outcome of our personal realization of the atonement which he has worked out for us. Christ Jesus is made unto wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. When we realize that Christ has made all this to us, the boundless joy of God begins wherever the joy of God is not present. The death sentence is at work. That's the self. It does not matter who or what we are. There is absolute reinstatement into God by the death of Jesus Christ, and by no other way. Not because Jesus Christ pleads, but because he died. It is not earned, but accepted. All the pleading which deliberately refuses to recognize the cross is of no avail. It is battering at another door than the one which Jesus has opened. I don't want to come that way. It is too humiliating to be received as a sinner. There is none other name. The apparent heartlessness of God is the expression of his real heart. There is boundless entrance in his way. We have forgiveness through his blood. Identification, which the death of Jesus Christ means identification with him to the death of everything that never was in him. God is justified in saving bad men only as he makes them good. Our Lord does not pretend we are all right when we are all wrong. The atonement is a propitiation whereby God, through the death of Jesus, makes an unholy man holy. I think it's important to go back and note we have forgiveness through his blood. Identification with the death of Jesus Christ means identification with him to the death of everything that never was in him. So which would be us in general until we become born again, until he starts working in us. Because at that point we had never known him. At the point before he started working in us. And that would be the works of the flesh that man intertwines himself with before he's born again. And then, you know, and for those things are the death sentence is working in that Oswald is referring to here. I think it's important to meditate on that verse. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. By one offering, Jesus. I think as we, you know, as the years go by, as that day that we became born again, as the day that we met Jesus passes by, where it's been a while since that day had first come, I think over time, we can take these things for granted, the simple yet imperative core of the gospel there, the heart of the gospel. Let us meditate on that as we go about our day today. And give Jesus the honor and glory, all the honor and glory. Bring to him our sacrifice of praise, of which he rightfully deserves. God bless you all. And let's meet back here tomorrow for the Daily Inspiration.